ridicule. I told them, "No, lady, not their fault." Fox tried again. They did not mean to hurt me. The marshal, where I stopped that time, tried to be kind, but my weakness is the very thing. They would have understood a missing leg, she said hurriedly. Blindness, something they could see or understand, but guardsmen are taught that cowardice is shameful, that it comes from within and cannot be imposed from without. The Marshal General nodded slowly. We ourselves caused you trouble. Pox shook her head. I don't blame you. It's the common thought anywhere, not only among guardsmen. So I thought myself, even knowing how it had happened, I blamed myself for that weakness. Poxenorian, we told you it was not your weakness, no more than one chooses to lose an arm to a sword. So you said, but I could not believe it. Even now, the memory of that misery made the breath catch in her throat. She stared at her right hand, gripping the armrest of the chair. I had a difficult winter. They said nothing and waited. What Venner's sister said, my lord, about my running away many times, that was true, I did. As quickly and boldly as she could, she told them about it, being run off by the shepherds, being abandoned by the traitor when she could not fight against bandits, her fear of everything, every one, that reduced her to a shivering wreck. How long did this last? The Duke's voice was gentle. Pox closed her mouth on the rest of that story. Until early spring, my lord. She decided to say nothing of the incident in the inn, or the nights she spent shivering in ditches. She glanced at the Duke, and it seemed as if he knew that without her telling. His eyes were bright with tears. I came back to Brewer's Bridge, she said flatly, and stopped again. They waited. Finally she went on with the tale. Clearly the Marshal General wished she had gone to the Grange instead of the Quatkins Grove, but she listened without interruption as Pox told about the initial healing and the days of quiet talk that had restored some of her spirit. Pox was surprised to see her nodding agreement when she heard the Quatkins' comments on the nature of courage. Both the Duke and the Marshal General were fascinated when she told about her service with the Rangers in Leonia. They seemed to know much that Pox had learned only that summer, asking questions about the relations of elves and humans, and other matters Pox knew little about. When she told them of the Daskdraw digs, and of the Rangers' questions afterwards, the Marshal General choked on her sib and sat bolt upright. Pox nodded. That's when I first realized that I had some of those powers given to paladins. They were surprised that I could sense the location of the Daskdraw digs, and they asked me to try healing one of them. Gerd's grace. I wouldn't have thought. And it worked. I was as surprised, my lady, as if I'd sprouted wings. The Marshal General stared at her. No wonder. Then, toward the end of summer, I began to feel a sense of something wrong here, that the Duke needed me. I came back through Brewer's Bridge. She went on to tell of that last night with the Quokken. Both the Duke and the Marshal General were open-mouthed. Gerd, certainly, murmured the Marshal General. A silver cup, the horse, the flowers. Child, you could not have come closer to the gods and still been on this earth. And then what? Asked the Duke. And then, when I was aware of myself again, I found that all the old joy had returned, my lord. And you feel no bitterness, Poxenarian, for that half year or more of loss? Pox shook her head. No, Marshal General, the Quatkin was right. Now I know what Gerd himself knew, how those who cannot fight feel.